Hello, targeted individuals. Hello, seniors. Hello, veterans. Yaya. Well, I really love to have good news and, you know, of course, it's not like it's, you know, I'm wanting to have bad news, but I have to report what's happening as it happens. This is that sort of thing. This is what that is. And I'm not trying to be weird. I don't want to be weird. I have a family. I have a family. My family is respectable people. They're respectable and intelligent. So, you know, I have a reputation. But I have to say this. These people, my handlers, the big three, they done started deleting my stuff off my website, out and about with Yaya and gang stalking. WordPress.com. They are deleting them. And the, see, they're calling themselves the Secret Service, so they're not going to delete it. Like, they only got one on there that says this video is unavailable, but I loaded it up like that. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about other videos. I'm not talking about that one, because you will see that on there. One video says this video unavailable. I'm not talking about that, because I uploaded it off someone's page like that on purpose so that y'all could see that title. I said, forget it, I'll just load it. But this is a thing. That's illegal. To go on somebody's website and stuff. And I'm not a terrorist. They don't want you to have the information about this horrible thing. It's like they want to operate on me. It's cut me open. It's got to operate on me every other day. It's not heard of. You know, and that's my website. It's to help and bring awareness, but they want to block that because they wanted this program to keep going on. They wanted to go on to the grave, to their grave, mine, whatever, because that's who they are. They just want the money and they want to experiment, and that's what it is. And you just better deal with it and get experimenting on. You could be next. You could be next. They could just pick you. They just picked me. I was a kid. So, this thing that's happening to me with my back, when I put the clay on it, the clay pulls it off. It pulls something like a pebble out of it. Whatever that is, this is like top secret, something terrible. I don't want to laugh, and it's hardly funny, but it's horrible. But it's just, you know, to have to be going through this, to report it, is terrible. All of it is to me, to have to even tell y'all. But I have to have therapy, and this is my therapy. So they started deleting content off my website and my podcast. Two videos. The last two recordings on my podcast that I'm talking to you on right now, you're not going to hear them. You're not going to hear one after this one. They're trying to delete that one and another one. And they've already deleted two, I think. So they're going to delete them. And I have the titles of four that are left. So if they delete those, at least I have those titles. So that's what's happening now. Because it's backlash, punishment time. You know, I'm just going to tell you what daddy's doing to me because I was a bad girl. I'm just telling you the punishments. Starting to delete all my material off my different material that would give y'all an insight on how what's happening. They starting to me, that's what it looked like to me, the type of material they're deleting. They're deleting to the type of material that'll give you the insight on this gang stalking program. They deleting that type of material, stuff that's really important that it could help you to understand it on my website. They deleting it. So try to hurry up and go look at it. tell a friend to look at it so y'all could have be witness. I better quit being silly for y'all think I'm silly, okay? And I'm not. I don't want to cry. I'd rather laugh than cry. So making light of it, it's just, I don't know. I'm trying to get through it. So now also my podcast, this mechanism right here in my hand that I'm talking about, that's talking to on my phone. And it says red light blinking recording. I love stuff like this. It's so cute. It's so cute. I just really don't want to believe this is happening, but it's happening. It's like, are you kidding me? She think you're supposed to just have me, and if you can't, it's going to be a problem. You're going to act up. You're going to get me. Like, you nuts. And you're doing something to my back. I'm under torture right now. My podcast, they finna delete the next two recordings. And I think they deleted two before that. And I caught them in the process of doing it. Like I caught the guy. Oh, I know why they deleted them now. Those videos. Because I mentioned that guy that worked at ADT that changed my locks. They don't want that out because he'll lose his job. Okay, so maybe they're going to delete this one too. So let me see when I have this one. I'm sorry, I was about to curse. So yeah, if they delete them all, I don't care. I'm going to at least write the stuff down. That's what I'm going to write down now so that I can put it somewhere. That the ADT guy, I'm about to write it somewhere. Let me get a note. Make note to self. Because that's why they're deleting these videos, because in these recordings, because they don't want that to get out. Because he's a gang stalker and he works for them. Because he came in my house and tricked my daughter and he cut the porch light on. So he's a gang stalker because they always cut that light on. So that's why they delete my things, because they don't want that to be out. They love to take your material and delete it. Because Kevin Christian, he was telling me, he was telling me they started deleting his stuff because they're trying to keep this a secret, this program. They're trying to not let it get out. So they disrespecting us on a level you wouldn't even want to believe. See. But anyway, I'm not going to fret. I'm going to talk to God about it. I'm going to say my Holy Rosary in a minute. And I've just been so busy writing my next podcast because of everything that's happening. I'm writing it as it's happening. I'm not fixing to let nobody disrespect me no more. I can't do that. You know, this ain't that kind of world. It's just not. Well, someone's clearly trying to make it that kind of world. That I can safely say. Someone's trying to make it that kind of world. But I'm not gonna give in to all that. Now, if you come and take us over when we back slaves, oh, well, I'll be on a slave ship. But no, I'm trying to hope that ain't what it is. I'm trying. I'm going to fight it. That's all I'm going to do. See. So, yeah, they're going to delete the videos, the podcast, the videos off the website, the podcast off of the WordPress. See. So I'm okay with it because I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write it down. Videos deleted. So that I can make note to not let that go. And I'm going to let Kevin Christian know that this did it to me too. I'm going to reach out to him and let him know. Because you have to know that there's something this sinister going on. You kind of have to try to fight it. Got to try to fight it. And I had mentioned compensation, and then I lost my train of thought and started talking about something else. And you'll notice doing this type of thing, I'll do that a lot. Because it's too much. It's overwhelming. It's overbearing. It's overwhelming. So, but I love getting it out, getting it off my system. I don't even care other than to get it out. And it's making me feel better. So, I think they're simulating war. Because the military, if there's no war going on, that doesn't mean they don't want to have war. Because they're the military. They probably want to have some damn war. Because that's what this seems like. Every time they see me, they're like, there she go, like I'm the enemy. I just saw Charlie. Because the military, they call Charlie the enemy, their enemy. Or different names they make for him. Charlie, they might be calling me Charlie. I seen Charlie like I'm really the soldier that they fighting. Because they're trying to make like it's a war. And they shooting me with weapons and stuff, but I'm living my regular life. And they don't like something I say. I'm gonna get punished. Like now, what they doing to my back, my right side. I think they're simulating war. Only sad part about, well, it's a lot of sad parts about it because it's unbelievable. But they have an unfair advantage. You know what that is? I don't have a weapon. I don't see them to shoot back at them. So they just sit to the side and pick me off and torture me before they do. So I want to speak on it. And however it turns out is how God wanted to. Because I bet you anything, I rock with God on everything I love. With everything concerning me. And yes, this has made me bitter. I wouldn't want to date. I don't think I could trust nobody. You know, after this, when they finally decide to get their head out their ass and quit playing and expose this and get it over with, I'm going to just chill to myself and my kids and my grandkids. I don't want to date. I mean, friends, that's fine. I only want T.I.'s as friends when this is all over. Of course, it's going to be everybody going around pretending they was a T.I. I was a T.I. too. This world is something else. So they're doing different things now out of punishment because I'm speaking out. So they're deleting my videos because they don't want you to hear right now what I'm saying. So they'll probably delete this one too. But I'm going to say it anyway. Twitter was wanting to connect my site to my thing. They interrupted Twitter. I connected Facebook, but they didn't let me connect Twitter. And on that end, they'll probably disconnect Facebook. I don't care that they're into my stuff. I don't even care because I'm going to keep coming. Like a train. I'm going to try to think of myself as a train. On out of control where, you know, the switch broke off and they won't stop. I swear to God. Because somebody rich and powerful to come after you and make you angry. Like I'm a little poor little girl. But you got your game messed up. Oh, no. Because you rich and powerful. You should be able to experiment on me and torture me. And lust me and watch me naked and everything. Who you think you are? You're not God. Because God could watch me anytime he want, 24/7. My permission. He got my permission. But you? You? No, I'd rather you didn't. Putting all kind of poison in my body and stuff on me. Freckles all over my legs and all this. Mm-mm. You're wrong. Doing stuff to people. Why they sitting in their house minding their business? Why they driving in their car? You behind them just messing them up, pointing something up their ass, up their butt. Y'all know I'm trying to stop cussing too. Yeah. But this makes me so angry. You know, Twitter was trying to connect my website. They blocked that real quick. Like, you got the wrong password. I got my Twitter password. I know what it is. Just like they did with MailChimp. MailChimp, you got the wrong password. So MailChimp sent me another, say, this your username. Oh, okay. Now I got the password. I changed it. Got on there. Started fixing everything up. Guess what they did with MailChimp? They sent MailChimp for get on my thing because I just set up two-factor authentication with MailChimp. MailChimp sent me the code. Here go your code. because the government, my hackers, the big three, I mean my handlers, the big three, done, because they the government, so they can get in behind anything. They done went behind the scenes and called MailChimp. Let me get in there. And they let them in. They did a two-factor authentication. They sent them the code. The hacker got the code because it came through my phone. And you know they seen everything on my phone. And they went and changed my password. And they just changed it. We just changed it today. So they changed it. So they want to lock me out of there. Only reason is because MailChimp is trying to get me a lot of more audience for my podcast because they like it. Anybody would like it. This is interesting what I'm talking about. It is. If I was a person listening, I'd be listening with some popcorn, my feet up, friends over or whatever. I would. This is interesting. It just is. So they deleting them. At some point, they all may get deleted because this is some illegal people that don't like to be found out. So I don't care. Delete them all. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. But you're not finna just have your way with me. And they sent a Twitter girl called Santina Drost. Santina Drost. SANTINADROST. Santina Drost. At Drost Santina. To Twitter. And it says, Santina Dross followed you. And then up under that, it says, I have found puddles deeper than you. So they were sending me a message. So I don't think that Santina Dross is a real person. I think that's them sending me the message, I have found puddles deeper than you. Because they jealous that I got a podcast and all this attention. And it's because I am truly from my heart a poet, a writer, journalist, and they hate that. And so y'all liking, my stuff because I got a few compliments. So to make sure I don't get the big head, because they want you to feel like you ain't nothing. They had this person put up here, I have found puddles deeper than you, meaning a puddle of rain. They have found puddles deeper than me. The message they sent me through Twitter, Santina Dross followed you. So, I don't care if she did follow me. I think it's just put up there because this is the things they do to get me to read it and get the message and figure, yeah, I'm supposed to be figuring I'm less than I am. And I follow Kodak Black on Twitter. And J. Cole, and they made, like, both of them contacted me. When J. Cole contacted me, he said he's J. Cole. He was reaching out to me, and he liked, I don't know, something. But he said, would I hold a suitcase full of money for him? He's coming into town. And would I hold a suitcase full of money for him until he's something? I don't know. Because he can't, I don't know what the story was, but they did that. And also what they just recently did with Kodak Black is they make like he contacted me and said, hey, I'm just reaching out to say, every now and then, I reach out to a fan just to say, hey, and thanks for the support. And I know Kodak Black didn't do that. And if he did, like I said, big shout out to Kodak Black. But still, that's some things they did because I want to start mentioning everything they do. I write it down. I don't want to forget nothing. I don't want nobody ever to think they're going to have their way with me. And it's going to be, if you do it, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to make it easy for you. I'm going to fight you. See, I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. Twitter was trying to connect with the website. They shut that right down. They blocked Twitter from connecting, from it going through. Because that's the stuff they do. Now that to me is my neighbor right next door pointing something. To me, that's what that is. That's my guess, because her house is real close to my house, real close. I could just, if I went out that window, I could just reach my hand over there. So it probably is her doing that. So I want to talk about a whole lot of stuff, even though they're deleting it. Y'all better hurry up and get to listening, because they delete it all. But compensation, Let's talk compensation, because I lost my train of thought when I was talking about it before. You know, I don't care about no money. You giving me no money. You know, you already give me some government money for you screwing my ribs and everything up or whatever so far and more. But guess what? It ain't like I don't deserve it. We all deserve money from you. Compensation. Just call it what it is. Compensation. For our, you know, for you doing, having use of my body for 60 plus years. Having something right now, right as I speak, coming out of my back. I'm just rubbing it because the clay is pulling it out and I'm rubbing it off and little things is coming out of there. It's like a scary movie where like a little, let's just call it, I'm going to describe it in a better way. Pretend a bug popping out of each one of these things. It's like that. But it ain't no bug popping out of there, but that's what it's like. And it's like a some little pebble or something coming out. When I put the clay on that stuff, because it's like a little crater in the middle of it, like a Martian mark. When I put the clay on it, it's like a little dot comes out. So they doing something to me very foul. And I want to explain it real clear. It's not cool. Because like I said, I have the clearest of skin. The clearest of skin. And I'm not bragging, I'm just saying a point. You know, I'm going to tell you something, too, that you may not believe. No, I mean, I hope you believe it. I ain't going to be lying. I'm going to tell you something that's hard to believe. Okay, let's put it that way. Okay, I was a model, and I modeled on the cover of a paperback book. You know what a paperback book is. You remember Iceberg Slim had all them paperback books, and Donald Goins, all them type of books, those size paperback books. I modeled on the cover of one. I'm a model. So guess what the title was? Well, when I say guess what it was, I don't mean you about to guess. It's just how I talk. So the title of the, I'm scratching this clay and you probably hear it because I'm scratching it off. I'll stop. So the title of the paperback book that I modeled on the cover was The Senator's Whore. And I had on garter belts. And stockings and garters and sexy dress. I think it was red stuff I had on. The Senator's Whore. I said that to say this. I'm not trying to brag because I'm never going to be ignorant through any of this. The reason why I brought that up is because now it looked like it came true. They want me to not just be the senator's whore. They want me to be the government's, the military's, and the auto industry's whore. So I had to bring that up. You see how the significance of it? You got something in my back. And I'm rubbing it, and it feels weird. But I like this kind of stuff to examine. I should have been in the medical field. I'm liking the medical aspect of it. Examining it. Getting my mirror. Getting my camera. So anyway, I'm being experimented on, punished, all that. And I don't like it. You know, I don't like that Twitter was trying to connect my stuff and you interrupted it. I don't think that's fair that you should be able to do that. I wish that. But you're doing it only because you're the government and you got the strongest of tools. See, you got Google helping you probably. Anyway, compensation. How much do y'all think y'all would owe us? A lot of us, you owe us a lot more. I would say that. The longer we've been in your program. That's one thing. So this is probably one of them videos you're going to throw away real quick. You're going to delete this as soon as I get done talking. It's a draft. What happens is, how you've been deleting these videos, I'm going to explain that too. Okay? You put it in a draft state. In a state where it's in a draft. Now, when it's in a draft state, all I have to do is click onto it and listen to it and then push publish. But now, since they're trying to block all my stuff and this is the government, it says this episode is a draft and can't yet be heard by anyone but you, like it's supposed to say. So I click the little, you know, icon. But with the government, if they're crooked, what they're doing is they make it where it's disabled. Like they messed that test up I took downtown for the government. They made sure, no, you're not finna come up in here and work up in here and we just gang stalking you. So, yeah, I like to say that Santina Draw situation, the Kodak Black situation, the J. Cole situation, the MailChimp situation, the Twitter situation that they're doing against me, messing with me, all my stuff, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. The DTE situation, but the DTE, the guy that worked for DTE down the street, they cut the lights off today, you know, and then cut them right back on so it won't register within their DTE system if I call and complain. Watching me 24/7 while I'm on the toilet, in the tub, whatever. And I'm going to speak on it. You can erase every one of these videos. But as my psychiatrist or my therapist, which is what this is, this platform for me, I got it out of my system. So I win. I got it out of my system. You're simulating war. And you're bored because it ain't no war and you're the military. You're the military, so you're still acting like it's war going on. You study creating weapons. You experimenting with the weapons on innocent people. And you acting like we are some bad people, so you're punishing us every day. You done lost your damn mind. That's why you're doing those things. That's all I want to say. And no, I'm not going to be afraid of nobody that's a bully like that, that's doing something that low. Yeah. If you want to fight me, we'll fight. I'm not into getting chased. I'm not going to get chased. And, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. You do you and I'm going to do me. But one thing I am going to do is I'm not going to let you disrespect me. I can't keep letting nobody disrespect me. I wouldn't respect myself. I wouldn't respect me if I let somebody disrespect me. I wouldn't respect me. And I think that it's around time for certain people, and I guess the three I'm talking about off the rip is the big three that is in my life, to get it out of their head that racism still exists on the level they think it does. And it's trying to make it exist on or bring it back to exist on. It ain't going to exist on the level like that no more, ever. And you ain't going to make it go back to that. Well, we're going to be slaves again. You stop all this, it have to stop now. Before we do, be back into slavery. And I don't want to be a slave again. So yes, if you take this recording and throw it away because you don't want nobody to hear me saying these things, fine, do it. But I got out my system, and guess what? Moving forward, it's not going to work. Because I'm talking to God. God ain't nothing to play with. God ain't nothing to play with. I want you to know that. I just want to say a quick prayer. God, I ask you to intervene and make sure that nobody has their way with me. Don't let these bad people have their way with me. They done had their way with me long enough. So they're making my speech messed up because I'm talking. So let me focus. They've had their way with me long enough. The buck stops here. This is where the buck stops. This is where the buck finally stops. They mess with everything that I'm trying to do online. So if anybody can help me with the platforms that I'm trying to do something that I'm working with you on, MailChimp, Twitter, if you can help me, walk me through what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to connect with Twitter with my website. They shut that down. I'm trying to connect back to my MailChimp so I can finish doing what I was doing. Help me, because they're blocking it. And if not, that's fine. It is what it is. I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to be a train. I'm going to be a train. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be. A train that's out of control. Coming. That's how I'm looked at. Like I'm doing something wrong. Talking about some very powerful people hurting me in a way it's hard to believe. Like, how dare you talk about getting violated? Do you know who we are? We want to violate you. We should be able to violate you. No, you shouldn't. Not me. And not no one else either. To God be the glory. I want you, God, to put your covering over me and wash my life in the blood of Jesus and all the targeted individuals' lives all over the world. And come to our aid swiftly. And don't let them delete my material. Let it be heard. It is what it is. It's out. It's out now. The program has to be over. And just let the chips fall where they may. And you be in charge of everything. Not my will, but thine be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, next time. Bye-bye.
Hello, veterans. Hello, targeted individuals. Hello, seniors. I thought I'd mix it up and say them in different orders instead of always saying targeted individuals first. So, yeah, I'm going to make really short recordings because the big three, my handlers, which are the government, the auto industry, and the military, that's the big three. Those are my handlers. So they're angry that I'm speaking out, of course, and this is a situation that happens all the time. They have people reach out and try to get from up under the program, and they harm them. Yeah, they stopped them from speaking out because they wanted to secretly keep going on years and years and years and keep hurting people and keep experimenting on people. So they want us to shut up, and they find ways to silence you because they're into technology. They just shut your voice off. Like one recording I made, they made the whole recording, my voice was like not there. And they turned the music up really loud. And then at the end, when I say goodbye, they turned it back up. So they're technology hackers. And they want to silence us from speaking out because they want the program to continue to go on so they can continue to harm people. So I don't want to be harmed. And so what I do is I speak out about it. And earlier, I looked out the window and I noticed across the street from me, one of the gang stalkers, her car was pointed at my house instead of straight back, you know, and equivalent with her house, it was pointed sideways, pointing at my house. So when I spoke on it, she moved it. So I'm just going to speak on everything. And that way they can move their cars and trucks or whatever they want, but I'm still going to speak about it because that's what I'm supposed to do. They're supposed to probably do what they're doing, damage control, and I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, speaking out to be free from it. So I'm not mad at them for speaking out. And I don't care if they're mad at me for speaking out, because the bottom line is they're gang stalkers. And this is a very horrible program that's been going on a long time, long time. So like I said, they may delete this recording. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because I'm going to find other ways to reach out. And that's what I've done today. Today I started reaching out in every direction because somebody wants to put their hand over my mouth and they're doing something wrong to me. And I don't want somebody doing something wrong to me, putting my hand over their hand over my mouth saying, you can't tell what I'm doing to you. Just let me do it or I'm going to hurt you. That's the equivalent of what's happening. Someone's doing something very wrong and ungodly and inhumane to me. Not just me, all targeted individuals. And they don't want us to speak out. They don't want us to speak out. They want us to continue to be violated. And that's that. So no, I'll know what to do next time. When I make the recordings, I won't leave them because as soon as I leave it, they snatch it and it's done. It's not there. I'll start sharing it immediately as soon as I get done speaking. I have an option to share. And that's the best thing because if I don't share, it goes in the queue and they delete it. So like I said, I look out my window and I see gang stalkers. It is what it is. My neighbors are gang stalkers. I'm not God. I'm not going to judge them. I don't hate them. I hate what they're doing to me and others. I'm probably not the only one. So, yeah. This thing is serious. There's a lot of people out here harming people secretly, and they want to get money from it, and they want to continue to get money from it, and they want you to shut up and don't tell nobody. I'd rather hurt you so that you can't tell. Well, that's the problem. You've been hurting us. That's what we're telling. And they're like, so what? We'll hurt you so that you won't tell. And so that's what's going on here. So like I said, I did a short video for Twitter earlier. Oh, I look like crap. I did. Yeah.
But it was an emergency. I had to. You know, I'm 66 years old. So, yeah, if you were shocked at how I looked, surprise. Okay? That's Yaya. So, yeah, I love all of us, all of you targeted individuals. I love us all. I love you all and all of us. What we're going through is unimaginable. Unimaginable. And I thank Twitter, and I thank Anchor by Spotify, and I thank Tumblr, and different sites that allow us to share this on their platform, Radio Public, you know, without secretly deleting this stuff and having perps surround us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's 2022. The program had finally been exposed. We just now want to get it ended so we can be free from being violated and experimented on and tortured in our homes. So God bless you guys, and thank you for being a part of things. And hopefully everybody's ready to stand up, all good Americans, and speak out on this so it can stop. Okay? I'm going to do short recordings for now because they're after us and they're on us. And I'm very sad today about one young lady that they got her in jail. She called the police to talk about an assault. She had been assaulted, and they arrested her, and she's in jail. So, she's on my Twitter page. So, yeah. Very sad. To God be the glory. And to say a prayer for us. Prayer for victory, read by Yaya. Dearest loving Father, I'm tired of being knocked down again and again. I'm weary of the attacks upon my life and my soul. Won't you defend me, my Lord? Rise up, O Heavenly Father. Rise up and fight for me. My wounds and my hurt are only part of my story, but they are not who I am. I'm done with being a victim. I'm finished believing Satan's lies. Cast him out, O Lord. And in Jesus' name, cast out the enemy now. The only thing that matters is sweet Jesus. Holding out his hand, lifting me up, embracing me as his restored child. Let me know that your victory begins inside. With the conquest of my heart, with Christ as my Savior and King, to him go all honor, all glory, and all thanks. From the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my saved soul, to the holiest name of all, Jesus Christ, amen. So yeah, there'll be shorter podcasts now, recordings, because I can't take a chance to say so many great things and then they're all deleted. This might be deleted, but so short it won't matter, okay? So I'm going to see what's happening. Bye.
Hello, targeted individuals. Hello, seniors. And hello, veterans. Yes, Yaya. Well, I made a video where you could see me. Uploaded to Twitter and, you know, I had to do it. I know I look like crap, but I don't really care. I know I can look good. I'm over it. I wanted to show my hairline where they've eaten my hairline off my head. Show my back. So I did. And talk to you guys about all the, you know, the punishment that's being administered due to the speaking out. And the thing about it is, it's not like anyone should be surprised, really, because this is what they've been doing for so many years. That's why the program has gone on for so many years. Because when someone tries to speak out and say, oh my God, this horrific thing is happening, they're doing this to me, they're gone. They kill them. They silence them, or the person kills themselves. But then again, what if they didn't kill themselves? What if they kill the people and say they killed themselves? Because when someone will be willing to take your life because they don't want you to say what they're doing to you, that's a problem. Just think for a minute. If someone's raping you, beating you, whatever, and you're like, please, just don't do this to me. You can't do that. And they're like, I'd rather kill you than if I can't do it. Okay? So that's what's happening here. I just want you to hear me clearly now. It's 2022. Happy New Year. We love you, targeted individuals. We love y'all. We just want y'all to love us back. You know? So most of us are isolated off to ourselves, and that's why they kind of pick people off so easily, because they're by themselves. And the majority of people don't want to believe us. So not only are we by ourselves, but to be not believed, that's painful. Like somebody's doing something to you. You're speaking out, and they're like, oh, that ain't happening to you. That's like, what? So, yeah, I had said the last video I made that I was going to keep them really short
because they had deleted them. They've been deleting them now that it's damage control. They're trying to keep this thing going. They're getting money. So I looked out my window and I saw my neighbor's car across the street pointed to my house. It's like in her driveway, but it's pointed this way. So she got up and, you know, because they're listening to everything I do. I guess they say, oh, she said this because they're listening. So she went out and moved it in on the next side of her roommate's vehicle, but it's still kind of pointed this way, though it ain't straight back. So they're serious about sharing the technology that they've been given to harm me with this house. They don't want it to look obvious, though, because I'm speaking out now. So she moved the car up, but it's still angled pointing straight this way instead of straight back. It's trying to be slick. I just thought I'd point that out. So that's basically why I made this video, just to point that out pretty much. And my neighbor right across the street, you know, hers definitely stays pointed directly into my house. And the one house next to her, the truck, he turned it around. So I'm sure his poison is in the back cab because he's got him turned the truck around. So there is something coming into my home right now regularly from these neighbors. I just wanted to make another podcast to say that. And the reason being is because I'm speaking out and I have positive platforms in place to help, you know, connect with people that like people, like other targeted individuals through Twitter and other sites. So I want to, you know, thank God. I want to give a shout out to God, God Almighty. I want to shout you out, God. I love you. You're the King, Your Majesty, Your Highness, because you're making our voice heard, and I can feel it. The program have been exposed. Now it has to be ended. Exposed and ended. That's what we want. We don't want to be a prisoner. Would you allow to be a prisoner? Would anyone listening like to be a prisoner in 2022? The year just started, you're a prisoner. You didn't do nothing wrong now, mind you that. He just want to make you a prisoner. Just because we need prisoners to experiment on and torture, we just want to choose you. You didn't do anything wrong, we just choose you. Would you like your year to start off like that, guys? Someone selecting you to experiment on you and torture you. And if you speak out, we're going to try to hurt you. Because we don't want you speaking out. We want to experiment on you and torture you. And we don't want you speaking out. We don't want you telling people what we're doing to you. Or we'll hurt you. We need people to experiment on and torture. We're the military. We're the auto industry. We're the government. We need to do this to y'all. That's what they're saying. The big three. Big three used to be Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford. Now it's the military, the government, and the auto industry. The big three that are doing these things to my life. I can only speak what's happening to my life. Me. Not what I see or I hear somebody else telling me what's happening to their life. I can tell you 100% what's happening to mine. The injustice of the universe. Three most powerful entities in the world want me as their toy. Little cute little black girl from Parkside, we want her. We're gonna have her for her whole life. We're going to play with her. We're going to play with that thing. That's what they're saying. Whole bunch of wealthy, rich white men, they want me. And they don't want me to say nothing. They want me. But they don't want me to fight it. It's a bunch of them. They're real powerful. And they want me. But I don't want them. And I don't want them to want me. But that's what's happening. They so rich and powerful, they can pay my neighbors. My very neighbors to put stuff in their vehicles and point at my house. That's how rich and powerful they are. Auto industry, because that's what the vehicles. Gave my neighbor across the street a vehicle. I know they didn't give it to her just because. Ever since they gave her that vehicle, she's been using that vehicle to point at my house. So that's the deal. We give you a vehicle. You know what you got to do with that. You're going to point it at this lady right here. Okay, thanks for the vehicle. It's new. Had a hoopty. I'm glad to have it. directly across the street, pointed directly at my home. I'm standing in my living room looking out the window. I'm looking straight at the back of that vehicle. So that vehicle stays equipped with something that'll point and radiate in this house because it's directly across the street from me. The houses on either side of her house keep something in their vehicles to point at my home as well. Next door on each side, there's something pointing into my home. And I do believe in the back of my house from the wetland, they have set something up in the wood thing, in the wooded area to point at my home. So that's a lot of current of unhealthy nature coming at me. I can see that my right side hurts. I have this, you know, nervous feeling, little, what is that, nauseated and, you know, jittery. That's a good word for it, jittery, because it's affecting your central nervous system. You know, I look out my window. I see everything. I pretend I don't know nothing. I just act like I don't even know. But right next door to me in the backyard shed, they have all the little meetings back there. What we going to do to her next? They meet back there. I look out my window and see it. And then next thing you know, my light went out in the backyard because I had a little floodlight. It's out. I called an electrician. But it's out because they've been coming on my property to probably, you know, do something. I'm not even going to speculate. But they did something to ensure that some harmful can come into the home. Whatever they did, it had something to do with that. That's where the light is out in the backyard. They put that out. So, you know, like I said, even though I have an electrician coming, I'm still going to go back to the fact that they put it out because they're doing different things to me. You know, they're involved with me. They want to be involved with me. They want to deal with me. They want to handle me. I like to be clear and calm because this is a situation that'll make you cry, that'll get you upset, that'll make you start cussing, that'll make you angry, afraid, so many emotions because it's hard to believe. This is hard to believe that something so low could happen in the world today. I used to look at the news and see things like this happening in foreign countries. My God, I feel sorry for them. It's happening to me now. I'm in a foreign country almost, it looks like. Okay? So, yeah, there's a lot of evil people in the world today. And they hide behind their little uniforms and their little jobs and their little reputations and whatever. It's some horrible people in this world today, baby. Horrible. And they sit in their house with stuff in their vehicle and they point from their window, pointing at innocent neighbors of theirs. That the government has told them that's a targeted individual. I need you to point this in their house. Oh, if you're a targeted individual, your neighbor's pointing something in your house. You're probably not aware of it, how you keep getting so sick. Look out your window and see which car's pointed closer to your house, or either the house with the window up and they look at all every day, they open it up and look in your house. They're pointing things. It's horrible. It's horrible. And then have the nerve to try to pretend you're crazy. Let's try to make sure, let's try to deem them as nuts. So we can keep getting away with this crime. That's their go-to. Let's try to make people think they're nuts. We can't do that. Let's get them in trouble. Maybe we can get them in jail. See, because if you go to jail, they're probably going to end you right there. They didn't say you hung yourself in a cell. You don't want to go to jail or the hospital if you're a targeted individual. You're not coming out. So let's talk about this thing the right way. It's 2022. Happy New Year. Let us targeted individuals have a happy new year, guys. The year just started. You guys can do it. You guys can make sure targeted individuals all over the world can have a happy new year just like you guys. We just want to be free. That's all. Just want to be free. Just like y'all to have a happy new year. So with that said, I want to end with a nice little prayer. And hope you guys think about it and try to help us by speaking out about it. Just start talking about it everywhere. Did you hear about the targeted individuals? Because it's unjust, man. Come on now. Y'all can talk about it until it's talked about, until they have the balls to say it on the news and they have the balls to get up and make another fake apology. We're sorry we just found out about the innocent individuals being targeted. Yeah, so what? Just make the apology and leave us alone. But you guys can help. You guys can help with that. You know, the year just started, for God's sake. It just started. And I'm getting tortured right now in my home. My neighbors are pulling vehicles up, pointing stuff to my home, shooting some type of gas in my house, chemical. They're doing these things to me, and I've done nothing wrong. So if you guys could just help us by speaking out, spreading the word, it won't be no time. It'll be over 2022. This year. Just help us. Please. Okay? So with that, I want to end it. A nice prayer. And this prayer, I think, would be perfect. I'll tell you why. I got it out of this book. And they tell you what prayers are good for different things. You know how prayers are in books and they tell that. This one is the Psalms. And it says, when suffering injustice. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're suffering injustice. Okay? The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. They were there in great fear when no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Amen. 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 And I just want to say in closing, I'm sorry I had to put such a wow-looking, rough-looking video online today, but I had to show you my hairline. I'm in the process of braiding my hair, so it's up and all that, but I still wanted you to see my hairline. That's not fair what they did to my hairline. All this strong stuff going through current, going through my body, fried my hairline off. I think that's important to notice that. That's terrible. You can tell something's going on wrong. When I tinkle, it drip, 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 something going on inside my body that they've doing to me. So I want to show it. I don't care what that picture looked like of me with that video. I'm trying to show you something for real. I'm trying to show you something that you can help us. I'll show you later how good I can look. That's not the case today. I don't have to try to pull myself all to looking like $1 million on the video. If I did, you probably wouldn't even believe me that this is happening to me. So, yeah, that comes later. You can see how good I can look. Why don't you guys free us and we can dress up and show you who we really are? Because I'm sure a lot of targeted individuals are not being their whole self because of this. You can't even be your whole self because of this. So what I'll do, the next video I make for y'all, I'll make sure I'm looking so cute and pretty, okay? Since I've shown you me looking wild and rough, but I had to. With the clay on my face, show my hairline, how they mess it up. I'll wait till I finish braiding my hair, and I'll do another video looking cute, so you'll see. I don't want you to think I'm like, you know, slow or something. Ooh, look how she look. Listen to her. No, no, no. I have to show you this is medical. This is serious. This ain't about me trying to look so cute. This is somebody's trying to kill me for speaking out of them doing bad things to me. So I need to show you that hairline, my back, where I got the clay on it, clay on my face. So that's what that video was. Don't think it's the video that's going to be shown, you know, to represent me. I clean up real well. I can promise you that. Trust and believe I clean up well. I had to show you that. This is serious. Somebody's coming after my life that have already had me, and they just don't want to let me go because I'm speaking out. And they've already had me for 60 plus years, and they've only done punishing and torturing and sabotaging to me all them years. I'm just trying to get away. And these other people, they're trying to get away. We just need you guys' help now, okay? God bless you guys. We love you. We're hoping you won't let us down. Thank you. Bye. Out here.